vacation, from your vacation. You know, we walked like every day there, and I averaged probably like 14,000 steps. I never did. I mean, that's rare for me.
And to, a lot of walking at the hospital. So.
Yeah, but not quite that much. No, not even close, really. I mean, that's a lot of steps. So, yeah, it was neat because pretty much every place we went, we had not been to before. So it was just nice to explore together. Except the one day we took a train, our day trip, we went to a beautiful city called Bamberg. Just has this little medieval kind of look, you know, just in all shops and little restaurants and little beer gardens. And just beautiful. And so we get there by train, and I'm like, okay, so I'm like, where do we, like, how do we get to wherever the cool stuff is? And he's like, well, I said, because most of the train stations have buses right away. So I'm like, well, should we figure out what bus to get? He's like, well, we just have to, I don't think it's too far. We just got to kind of walk this, let's just walk this way. We just got to get by across the river, and then it should be that far. And I'm like, well, sure. I said, you know, it was hot. It was like 85. Oh, no, we'll be fine. Let's just keep walking. Well, it was far. So I got to the point I was like mad at him. So I like walked him. He's like, you were like on a mission. I said, well, you made me mad. I said, because I wanted to take the bus. And I started off my day all sweaty then because we walked forever. But was it worth it?
Was it worth
it? Oh, it was. We just had the best time. And just, it truly is a different way of living over there. It, you know, and I'll be honest, the way that I feel like our country has been going, I'm like, it's kind of appealing. We were able to, he has a cousin that lives there, her and her husband, they work on the U.S. military base in Hearstburg. So that Friday night we were there, we actually were able to take a train and meet them, and it was really fun. Their town had a little mini, like, Volksfest, German fest, so we joined them for that. It was so fun, and we got to meet a lot of their friends and co-workers from the military base, and they're all from the United States. It's just, they know, they just, it's clean, they're very but I'm like, yes, it's been like 10 years.
It's really hard to pick up.
Yeah. But it was just wonderful.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. It is Reunion Sunday, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. A couple announcements that I have. Next Sunday, the Missions Committee is hosting a concert with me, as well as desserts and refreshments afterwards. Please do join us for that. That'll be at 3:30. We originally thought it was going to be at 2:30 and then realized there's a Packer game. So, you know, priorities, right? You know, so the concert will be at 3:30. We also, we're going to have, of course, our potluck right after church today. Please do stay and help clean up, and many hands make light work, and we're just excited to share in fellowship together. Roger Blaze has an announcement. And thank you, Roger, for your service. Yes. Any other announcements this morning? Becky, you got a few?
Good morning. Good morning. First of all, I know it's really early, but I need to put the order in early, especially if I want to get the discount. I'll be placing an order for those Advent window calendars. I always give the Sunday school families each one, and we hand those out the first Sunday of Advent or the week before that. And in the past, several of you have come to me and said, hey, do you have any extra? They do cost about $6 a piece, and if you'd like, I'll order an extra one or two for your family as long as you're, you know, you just have to see me and let me know if you'd like one. Some people have bought them for their grandkids' families. So And today's luncheon invitation. We'd love for everyone to stay and join us for today's luncheon. Whether or not you were able to contribute, please come and enjoy the meal, fellowship, and the fun games. Your presence is what makes this event special. After the worship service, we kindly ask that everyone who plans to stay for lunch find a seat at one of the tables, and then Pastor Jacob will lead us in prayer, and I'll briefly explain the games. Then we'll dive into the meal and the fellowship. Thank you for being part of today's gathering. We're excited to share this time together.
So you're going to explain the game. So you're going to explain the games before people go through the line. Is that what I'm?
Correct. Okay. And I promise to keep it short and sweet so we can get the food.
Sounds good. Any other announcements this morning? You could have just used that one.
Well, sorry. He's already given my announcement, and that is, from the diaconate, please, after today's festivities, help us clean up. Thank you.
Seeing no other announcements, let us share the peace of Christ with one another.
Good morning.
Oh, look at Wayne, off he goes. I know.
I see my kids here.
Oh, look at this. I just found money in my pocket. Isn't that always fun? I know. I just found money in my pocket. I'm like, don't know what. I'm like, what? Like,
that's a good thing.
Oh, man. Okay.
And find other people to come with him. 12 disciples called right from the beginning not to worship Jesus or to promote his reputation, but to walk right beside him, to learn everything he knew, to do the same things he did. He sent them out early and often to practice healing and teaching, just like he was doing. They didn't always get it right. Sometimes they got busy or distracted or afraid. Often they forgot the instructions. Jesus didn't do the work alone, and we can't either. The key thing Jesus did when starting ministry was to gather a group of people, a team of disciples. He didn't do it alone, but in collaboration. Partnerships and joining others are essential parts of change making. Like the African proverb, if you want to go fast, do it alone. If you want to go far, do it together.
Please rise and join me in the call to worship. The world needs change, and that can make us want to go to our room and hide, because there is so much that needs to be done.
Pain needs to be acknowledged.
Reparations must be made. Justice must be done. That feels like a lot. And so we must remember that we are not called to be change makers on our own.
We are called together.
We are called in community, and we are called alongside people of faith and goodwill around the world. The world needs change, but we will not change it alone.
We are called together and vested with the power of the Holy Spirit.
We are called to follow the way of Jesus. We are the change makers, and we are getting ready.
May we be changed by this time of worship.
Please join me in the opening prayer.
Holy One, help us to hear the gospel as if for the first time. Free us of our self-centeredness, and help us to see how this good news is for the wider community and the entire world. May this story show us the way to become a compassion-driven change-maker, like Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 551, As a Fire is Meant for Burning.
Amen. You may be seated. Now comes the time for any of our young worshipers who are with us to join us We're actually going to sit in the chairs today. Yeah. So let's pray as we start this new, we're starting Sunday school today, but as we start the new school year, as we start all of that, let us be in the spirit of prayer. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for all of the learners in our midst and the fact that we are all learners in various ways. Be with us as we learn new things. Help us grow. Help us change into the people that you want us to be. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Since we got out of town, so what you thinking? Yeah, if you're ready, I could come over right now. You call the girls, I'll call the boys, we'll pack it up and drive. Anywhere you wanna go, we'll go there tonight. We can fit four in the backseat, if the cops come, we'll hide. Are you ready? You know I'm ready. Let's ride. Road tripping, summertime living with your head. Jumping off of the rocks onto the ocean, yeah. Put a blanket down under the boardwalk and kick it. We'll live it up and throw it down with all of our best friends. We'll drop the top and hit a spot where summer never ends. Cause a good time and a peace of mind are just around the bend. Are you ready? You know I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, friends, let us be in prayer. I will say a short phrase, and I invite you to repeat it back to me. Dear God, thank you for everything we've done,
for everything we are doing,
and for everything we will do, together. Help us always remember
that we are on your team,
and that you love us.
Help us
share your love
on the field
and on the sidelines.
Amen.
Gently call me into your
All right. This morning's scripture reading is Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. After these things, the Lord commissioned 72 others and sent them on ahead in pairs to every city and place he was about to go. He said to them, "The harvest is bigger than you can imagine, but there are few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out workers for his harvest. Go, be warned, though, that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Carry no wallet, no bag, and no sandals. Don't even greet anyone along the way. Whenever you enter a house, first say, 'May peace be on this house.' If anyone there shares God's peace, then your peace will rest on that person. If not, your blessing will return to you. Remain in this house, eating and drinking whatever they set before you, for workers deserve their pay. Don't move from this house to house. Whenever you enter a city and its people welcome you, eat what they set before you. Heal the sick who are there and say to them, 'God's kingdom has come upon you.' Whenever you enter a city and the people don't welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'As a complaint against you, we brush off the dust of your city that has collected on our feet. But know this, God's kingdom has come to you.'" Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Diane. I wanted to share today's media piece with you today. I actually did it this week. It is a song called "Bend the Curve" by one of my favorite artists, Gabe Dixon.
Let us realize that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
A lot of people just trying to breathe. Others hesitate and try to decide. I don't wanna be caught asleep. The world's waking if you open your eyes. Everybody's got a hand on the wheel. Everybody's got a hand in the sky. The arc of the moral universe needs us to point it just right. So bend the curve. Bend it down to the ground. Bend it down toward justice, what we all deserve. Bend the curve. Bend it down to the ground. Bend it down for freedom. Let's get to work. Bend the curve. Bend the curve. This land is our land. Why we letting it burn to ashes? This sea is our life. Don't let it go sleeping with the fishes. This world is talking to us. Are we gonna have sense to listen? I have to start making a fuss. Then a sea can come to fruition. Bend the curve. Bend it down to the ground. Take it down to the earth. Cause she needs us now. Bend the curve, bend it down for science. You know it's just common sense for what's going round. Bend the curve, bend the curve. People working on the dust, but they can't trust that it's enough to have a decent life. There's people in an ivory tower clinging to power, still to the hour when we unify. and sanctify. Just one big ball, just one big lie. Curve. Oh, yeah. Bend the curve. Take it down like Jesus. Take it down like MLK. Let's get to work. Bend the curve. Take it down like Gandhi. Take it down like Thich Nhat Hanh. Let's get to work. Bend the curve. Take it down like Francis. Take it down like Rosa Parks. Let's get to work. Bend the curve. Take it down like Harvey Milk. Take it down like Sojourner Truth. Let's get to work. Bend the curve. Bend the curve. Pull it down like Moses. Pull it down like Abraham. To the earth. Take it down like Gallagher. Take it down like Katherine Johnson. Bend it down like Jackie Robinson. Bend it down like Colin Kaepernick. Bend it down like Oscar Schindler. Wang Gadi Maathai. Lucy Awobo. Nelson Mandela. Susan B. Anthony. Muhammad Ali. Chief Joseph. Jimmy Carter. Richard Carson. John Lewis. The 14th Dalai Lama. Bend the curve. It's gonna bend toward justice, but it's gonna take more of us to do this work.
My friends, will you pray with me? God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So to me, it seems like a God thing that we're talking about collaboration on Reunion Sunday, the Sunday each year that we celebrate our church's identity and get ourselves excited about the new church year, all while we sit and eat way too much food. One of the things that makes our church what it is the fact that people jump in to help when we need it. And when I've asked several people over the years what they enjoy the most about this church, one thing that comes up over and over again is that when there's a need, people always find ways to meet that need. That comes up over and over again. Now, if any of this is sounding familiar, it's because I alluded to some of this last week in my sermon to start off our Changemakers series that we continue today. In my sermon last week, I ad-libbed a little bit at the end, and I said I set myself up perfectly for today's message. Thank you, past self. And I said, each of us is doing our own little things in our own little corners of the world. And that can make a big impact. Now, when I was putting together the video that we just saw by one of my favorite artists, I was struck by so many of the people being people that I myself didn't know. And so that's why I wanted to, I don't know if you could read all of it, but the descriptions of each of the people, I thought that was important to include. And for example, I didn't totally understand. I had never heard of Wang Gadi Maathai, and upon researching her, I found out that before she died in 2011, she was a Kenyan environmentalist who made history as the first African woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize in 2004. And there are all sorts of other people listed in that song who have made lots of important contributions to the world. And if you want to learn more about all those people, I suggest you go home and look up the lyrics and do some research. But in truth, we can identify a lot with the people in that video in a sort of way, because one of the things that's true about our church is that generations before us and generations after us have no idea who we are and what we have done to make this church what it is. But without everybody here, right, the church would look different. And our legacy is lasting and palpable. And the things that we have done to shape this church will expand and live on far beyond our bodies and even our friends, you know, to be able to tell us, tell others what we have done. But each of us is doing our own little thing to make a difference in our church and in the world around us. And that's kind of how I feel about the text for this week as well. In this passage, we find Jesus sending 72 people out to proclaim the word of God in unfamiliar and maybe even unwelcoming places. In verse 2 of the text, Jesus says, "The harvest is bigger than you can imagine, and there are few workers." And then he says, "I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves." So those are the two points that I want to highlight today. And both of them feel a little pessimistic. And surely you expected something more positive. I'm sorry to disappoint you. But I want to talk about how each of those verses align with our church's mission. So by most people's definitions, we're a small church in a small town. But we're often known for having different beliefs and theologies from our siblings in Christ in other churches in this town. We've made some decisions as a church family that would be considered by some to be controversial. In our own ways, we have acted on behalf of the marginalized and oppressed in our communities in ways that other churches might not have been willing to do. But as Jesus reminded the 72 people he sent out, A, the harvest is bigger than you can imagine, there's always work to do, and B, there are few workers, meaning that there isn't always enough people to do the hard work, to get their hands dirty, to make the tough decisions. But somehow, we as a church community continue to do this. We help each other in our for our community when we're confronted with justice issues. We do together what none of us could do by ourselves. Jesus even knew that we couldn't do this on our own, and that's why he sent people out in pairs. But that also means that there are sometimes lambs among wolves. I think many of us can identify at least one church we know that wasn't as welcoming as we would want a church to be, whether around who they include or who they exclude. Many churches, for example, heavily restrict people who are invited to the communion table, for example. Other people hold values that we vehemently disagree with and use their platform to perpetuate political, social, or religious violence. And honestly, sometimes it's exhausting to try to drown out the exclusionary rhetoric that we hear. And not everybody does that in the same way. Some people are right on the front protesting, and some people do more quiet work. But we need all of us, because the realities of this, because of the realities of the difficult things going on in this world. This week has been a reminder of that. You know, there was another school shooting, this time in Denver, Colorado. But that kind of got overshadowed by another piece of news, the shooting of Charlie Kirk. Now, first, I want to affirm the words of a song by Mark Miller. Violence only leads to violence. Hatred only leads to hate. Nobody should be killed while exercising their right to free speech, full stop. But I almost didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk because I didn't believe that a sermon about collaboration was the right avenue to talk about somebody whose rhetoric was so often exclusionary of people on the margins. But in truth, this is why talking about collaboration is not just a nice idea, right? Sometimes we have to collaborate with people whose views don't align with our own, or who come at things with different theological starting points. But in today's text, Jesus gives us a blueprint on how to do this. If the disciples were not received well in a community, Jesus did not tell them to stop working or bury their heads in the sand or just give up or become jaded, because that's not how this works. They were told to pick their feet up and go on to the next place and keep on going. And that's exactly what we need to do. When the world is disappointing and when things we wish didn't happen keep happening. And there will be more Charlie Kirks in the world whose messages may be at odds with our own, and that's why our work still matters. But what I want you to walk away with today is that no matter how we do it, everybody has their own part to play. Everybody has their own little piece of the work. Like the ending lyric in Bend the Curve, it's going to take more of us to do this work. And because of who you are, friends, I'm delighted to be doing the work alongside you. Our worship series designer, Marcia McPhee, was inspired in this particular part of the theme by an old proverb which says, if you want to go far, go together. What if we used this reunion Sunday as a kind of catalyst for the ways that we want to grow the church and breathe new life into it for the next generation? The hard truth is that the institutional church as we know it will not survive by doing the same things we've always done. In fact, it may well die if we do the same things we've always done. But I don't believe this community of faith is content with sitting on its laurels. I believe that we know we were made for more. We were made to do better, more meaningful work. And that our impact on the community is going to be greater than this cookie-cutter version of church. But if we want that kind of impact, it's going to take all of us doing our own little bits of the work. And of course, that'll look different to different people. But there's always something more to be done. So this week, may you be empowered and invigorated to do your own small task to make this church better and to make this world better. On this reunion Sunday, we give thanks for who we have been, who we are today, and what the Holy Spirit is inviting us to become in the future. As Jesus guided his disciples and primed them for the work ahead. Friends, doing the work might require us to get our hands dirty. Doing the work might require us to be a little bit bolder on what we believe and about how we share those beliefs out in the community. And I can't do it on my own as your pastor. We might have to kick the dust off our sandals every so often and go on our way because people don't agree with what we're doing or what we represent, and that's okay. But we remember that we are called by God to do our part so that God's realm may become possible through us. God's work requires every one of us to do something. And you all have so much to offer the world. We together can be people who bring hope and love and justice where it's needed most. May we do this work together. And friends, may we be changed people because we said yes. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now we enter into a spirit of more intentional prayer, thinking of the people and situations that need our prayers and love today. Let's take a few moments of silence. Think about those folks. Amen. I have a few prayer requests, and then I will solicit yours. I got a text message from Chrissy Whitehouse this morning. She says, please keep my stepdad, David Hahn, in prayer. He was recently diagnosed with cancer. So, for David, God in your mercy.
Receive our prayers.
One more time, we offer prayers of gratitude for Roger and his military service. God in your mercy.
Receive our prayers.
We pray for Paul Hartel as he continues post-surgery healing. I saw him this week. He's making good progress. Still a road ahead, but making good progress, and he says, thanks for the prayers. So God in your mercy.
Receive our prayers.
For Kathy Vanderbush, as she continues her cancer treatment, God in your mercy.
Receive our prayers.
And finally, that I have, Paul Reynolds was hospitalized this weekend. He is now home for all of those who assisted Paul, especially Bob and Kathy Cosgrove, and for Laura as she tends to him, and for Paul as he continues his recovery. God, on your mercy.
Receive our prayers.
What other prayers do we bring this morning?
O I offer knowledge of my friend Danielle, who is facing liver cancer, and on the 23rd they will be removing quite a bit of her liver and reconnecting the ducts to the liver at Frederick. So I would ask for your prayers.
For Danielle, God in your mercy.
Receive our prayer.
Another prayer that I forgot to share, we need to pray for Mike and Deb Hammer. Both of them are dealing with some significant medical issues. God in your mercy.
Receive our prayer.
Anything else today? Oh, over here.
I have more of a joy. This week, my mother and father-in-law will be celebrating a wedding anniversary.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Congratulations. God on your mercy. Anything else today? Choir, you got anything?
On Zoom, just prayers for softening in our nation.
Yes, yes indeed. God in your mercy.
Receive our prayer.
Let us be in a time of prayer together, friends. God, in your grace and love, you remind us that we can't do this work alone, that we always have to do this work together. We give thanks for all the ways this church knows how to do that, whether in caring for a church member and friend who was hospitalized, caring for folks when they are experiencing the joy of the fruit of collaboration in the armed forces, also the ways that we support each other when we recover from surgery and things like that. And we remember those who need our care and our presence the most. People like Danielle, people like David, people like Kathy. And we ask for you to empower us to be the hands and feet of justice and love in the world. Those who are marginalized and oppressed and discriminated against in so many ways. We offer this in all of the prayers of our hearts with the confidence that your Son Jesus will guide us in the ways that we should go, as he taught us to pray, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy kingdom, and power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. As the ushers come around, you may place a gift into the offering plate. You may also give online at uccwaupun.net. But however you give, may you give with the generosity towards this church and the church universal. join me in the prayer of dedication. God, you remind us that all our work is better when done together. Help us use the gifts you give us to be the change we want to experience in the world. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 581, called As Partners in Christ's Service. Mission and vision statements. We go now to love God's creation, share in fellowship, and live Christ's example, while seeking God's blessing on our lives and on our communities, living our core values. We, the family of Union Congregational Church,
seek to deepen our own spirituality with acceptance of all through love and a commitment to Christ.
Before I offer a benediction, the choir will offer one, and just one more instruction before we do that. Please remember, don't go through the line right away. Find a place to sit down, and Becky will give some quick instructions on the games. I will offer a prayer, then you can go through the line.
Thank you.
something big for something good. Know that community is a vital resource for survival, and that by working together, we can do great things. And know that your passion will emerge from the nest when the time is right and fly. Now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and let's go eat. Amen.